All right, let's get started with the master ritual. And as Aristotle said, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. And I think truer words have never been spoken. And this habit here, the master ritual, is just so important. It really is the core of this program, and it's the number one habit I would suggest that you commit to, with water being a close number two. The reason is that it covers 4 to 6 of the habits all at once. So you can cover movement, relaxation, breathing, meditation, gratitude, and all those things, if you do this before bed, are going to help you have better sleep as well. And so it's a real easy way in a few minutes to cover all these habits and truly transform your level of health. It is an anchor of health. So what I always like about the master ritual is that life happens. And so sometimes you're really focused and motivated and living healthy. And sometimes, you know, maybe not so much. You know, maybe you're just off track, you're stressed, you're eating poorly, you're drinking, whatever. If you maintain this habit, it will always, at the very least, keep you tied to at least some level of health. Okay, so sometimes, you know, we can get so completely off track. This master ritual will allow you to always, at least on some level, keep one foot on the wagon. And that's really, really important. It's a simple and easy way to be healthy. And this is one of my favorite things. Again, this master ritual is not about creating elite health. That's not the point of this. What this is about being able to access some state of health at least every day. And again, you don't have to go to the gym or do some intense workout or eat perfectly. It's just a real simple routine you can do that will make you feel healthy. Even if you spent the whole day binging, drinking, doing horrible things for your health, at the end of the day, you can do this master ritual and you will be better off. And it makes a difference over time. It's an opportunity to recalibrate and reset you. Again, I mean, you can spend the whole day doing unhealthy things and you can end the day with this master ritual and it just sets the stage for you to have a better day tomorrow. Right? And that's what we're looking for. It has a tremendous impact on how you see yourself. Right? And I can't overstate just how important this is, that if you add this master ritual into your life, after a very short period of time, you're going to begin thinking of yourself differently. Okay, because as you do something, you do these little you know, things to make you feel better in all these ways, you start thinking of yourself as a healthier person. And that is going to have huge impacts on the rest of your day. It makes it easier to do healthier things when you think of yourself as a healthier person. And this master ritual is one of the easiest ways I've seen to make that happen. It keeps you consistent. And so one of the sayings we have in this program is that consistency beats intensity. And so often when it comes to our health, we're sold intensity, right? Intense workout programs, intense weight loss programs and eating programs. This here is a very simple ritual. And if you can install it into your life and make it a habit, it will keep you consistent. You'll consistently be feeling healthy every day. And this is a big difference because, again, a lot of times we run all or nothing. You know, we're on track, we're doing everything perfect, great. But then as soon as we get off track, we're 100% off track. And so by adding this master ritual, you always are at least a little bit healthy. And that's going to make a big difference because you're not going to dip down as much. It's going to keep you much more stable. Connects you to your body and makes you more intuitive. Your body is really the greatest source of wisdom for how you should behave and how you can create your peak level of health. And when you do this master ritual, you quiet your mind down and you allow yourself to hear that wisdom easier. Okay, and so that's again, just one of the benefits that you get out of this. And it's very quickly you'll get addicted to this, okay, because it feels incredible. But you do have to stay persistent as well. The thing you have to deal with is the idea that you want to go to bed, right? You're going to want to go to bed and just go to sleep because you feel tired. But I'm telling you, if you take the 5 minutes and do the master ritual, you may miss out on 5 minutes of sleep initially, but I guarantee you the quality of your sleep will be much better and will easily make up for that 5 minutes of lost sleeping time, okay? So again, it very quickly gets addictive, and you're going to look forward to it, and it's something you're going to feel like you need, but you do have to stay persistent in keeping yourself, you know, doing it. So okay, so what is the master ritual? Simply, it is a 2 to 30 minute ritual, right? And I say that very specific. It depends on the mood you're in. It includes a simple movement routine, a simple relaxation routine, breathing, and meditation and programming, right? We'll get into the program in a moment, what I mean by that. But it's just real simple. Again, and it's flexible. You want to have a base routine, right, that can literally be a minute or 2 minutes. And if you're in a good mood and you're feeling like you want to spend a little more time doing these things, then you could spend longer and you could spend far over 30 minutes if you wanted to. But the thing is, the most important part is to have at least a 1 to 2 minute routine that you can do for all the reasons that I just mentioned, you know, before. So let's talk about installing your ritual, how you can get started with this right away. The first suggestion I would make is that you keep it simple, right? And you keep it the same, so you don't need to think about it. This really, I'll be honest, you know, growing up, I used to pray every night. And so it was always the same prayer. And so I didn't need to think about it. It was just something I did. It became a habit. And so that's what this is about. This is not that challenging yoga class where you're learning new moves and really have to be engaged to do it. This is just something very, very simple and basic that you don't even need to think about. That, you know, at this point for me, and I've been doing this master ritual for over 20 years now, and I'm just doing it. It's like my body's doing it. Okay. It doesn't take a lot of thought. And that's important because sometimes I'm tired, or a lot of times I'm tired at night and I don't feel like thinking about things. I'm just tired. I just want to go to sleep, but I just allow my body to do it. My body knows what it's going to do. So I suggest you keep this very simple. If you have a lot of energy one night and you want to spend some more time, you know, learning some other moves or doing some more stuff, go ahead. But again, this is built around the least amount that you have to do to get this ritual into your life. You want to ritualize it, meaning that you're doing it at the same time. And again, you know, you keep hearing me mention before bed. I strongly recommend that you do it before bed because it's going to help you sleep better. And that's going to have a huge impact on the rest of your health. If for some reason you can't do it before bed, I can't imagine what that reason could be, then, you know, do it whenever. You're better off doing it in the morning than not doing it at all. But because it's going to help you sleep so much better, I strongly recommend doing it before you go to sleep. The same place, right? Again, just doing the same place. And on top of that, if you have the ability to create a special place, that just goes towards enhancing the whole, routine and activity. So again, I mean, you can have, if you have the room, I've gone through different phases of this over the years. You know, before I had kids, I had a whole yoga room. Right? And so I had a candle and it had some books in it and my yoga mat. And it was, so I walked in there. And as soon as I walked in, I felt better. You know, I kind of stepped into that zone. It's a little different now. Right now I do have kids. I don't have that room. And so now it's not quite as special, but it's okay because the ritual's installed. But again, if you really want to enhance this, you know, you could light candles, you could light incense, you could play music. These are all just some suggestions to make the whole thing a ritual and to make it all very pleasant for you. What will you wear? Again, sounds silly, but just think about it. You know, maybe you want to get yourself a pair of sweatpants or, you know, just some comfortable clothes that you can put on. And again, it just makes it more comfortable to do this whole thing. It can be 30 seconds or 30 minutes, depending. The depending is depending on how you feel. Okay, so there's been nights when I've drank too much. And so it's like, it's I just want to go to bed, you know, and so I'll just do a quick sun salutation and I'm out. All right. So again, the consistency stacks up, though. It's very important. So I'm not getting the benefits that I'd get out of doing an hour long yoga routine, but I'm getting more benefits than doing nothing. All right. So again, I want you to realize that this is about from 30 seconds to 30 minutes, just depending on how you feel, your energy levels, your mood, whatever else. But if you commit to it, again, you're going to get all those benefits that I mentioned earlier. So right now, let's kind of break it down a little bit. You can choose to make this however you want. And so I suggest the first phase of this is just kind of figuring out what you want to do and what resonates with you in your body. I'm going to suggest, because this is what's worked for me, and again, we're talking about the master ritual before you go to bed, a 2-minute yoga routine is what I call it. And again, you can watch the video of that in the, if you go to the movement habit right underneath that, you'll see a video where I show you how to do the sun salutation. Again, it's just a very simple routine. It's circular. It gets all the major parts of your body, and it just makes you feel better. Connection to your body loosens it up, makes you more mobile, and there's a lot of benefits to it. So that's what I do. That's my core routine is I'll do sun salutation. And I've done a sun salutation 99% of the nights for the last 20 years. And that might be all I do, but I'm doing at least that. And again, it's just that, that one opportunity to just kind of connect to my body. Another option, right? Again, if the sun salutation may be a little intense for you, there are ways to modify it. Okay, so I'll talk about that in the video. But maybe it's just too uncomfortable for you. That's fine. Another alternative is the circling exercise. Okay, and so again, you can see a video for that in the movement section. Very, very simple. You're just circling your head, circling your shoulders, circling your arms, your waist, your knees. I didn't write your ankles on there as well. And what it does, it just loosens up your body, loosens up the joints. And something so simple, right, again, I mean, you could do that in a minute. Something so simple can completely change the quality of how your body feels, you know, very, very quickly. And again, you're connecting to your body. And all of a sudden, you know, if we disconnect from our body and we always feel like we're tense, we start to always anticipate that we're going to be sore. So doing even just the circling exercise every night, it connects you to your body in a very comfortable way. And all of a sudden you start to become friends with your body again, and you become connected to it, and you learn what it's like to be looser and to feel more comfortable within it. Okay. So again, this isn't about getting ripped up, about getting, you know, cut up and huge muscles. It's not that. It's about connecting to your body in a comfortable way. And so either of these stretching routines will serve you well. Another alternative, again, is you can just create your own simple stretches, you know, literally just standing there, reaching up towards the ceiling, you know, stretching your body that way, doing a forward bend as far as is comfortable for you, stretching out the back of your legs and your back, you know, runner stretches for each leg. Again, the list goes on. There's plenty of stretches. So if the first two don't resonate with you, look up some different stretches and come up with, again, a routine. I wouldn't go more than three or four because you want to keep it very simple. But these simple stretches and doing them every day has tremendous impacts. Now, I'm going to rate strength here. I would not suggest these as much. Okay, again, especially if you're doing this before dinner or before you're going to bed. But I just want to put them in there because you can do push-ups, you know, during this. And again, you're connecting to your body. You're activating your muscles. Sometimes, again, it brings the energy up, which isn't so great for going to sleep. But, you know, if you do it very gently, you know, even some squats. Again, when I'm talking about strength, push-up, squats is in the master ritual, I'm talking about doing them in a very subtle, gentle way. Okay, so like, you know, just a few push-ups. You don't want to be breaking a sweat. You don't want to be getting your heart rate up. It's just to connect to your body. So again, it's an alternative. If that resonates with you, my strong suggestion would be to stick with the stretching. Okay, but I will throw the strength out there as an alternative. And again, there's other exercises that you can research as well. But again, we just want to move our body, connect to our body regularly. The next one is relaxation and breathing. Okay, so I will usually do the sun salutation, and then most of the time I'll do some yoga after that as well. Okay, so if I'm really tired, I'll do the sun salutation, just go to bed. Okay, now as I do the sun salutation, again, at this point I've been doing it so long, when I do the sun salutation, I am relaxing and I am breathing. Okay, so I've kind of combined all those together. When I'm the most tired, I'll do the sun salutation and go to bed. But typically what I do is I'm doing the sun salutation and then I'm doing yoga. And I'm doing, you know, anywhere from 5 to 10 different postures. Okay, all gentle ones, you know, there's different types of yoga. So I'm doing the ones that really are good for going to sleep afterwards. They're very gentle. And then after that, I'm doing some relaxation and breathing, and then I'm doing some meditation. Okay, and so that's the typical routine master ritual for me. But I would suggest, again, you start with whichever the movements you resonate with you, and then you add this, then you do this. You can sit or lie down, and then you can do the relaxation. Again, in this program, you've got the tense and release technique you can use, the body scan technique you can use, and again, there's other methods as well, right? I just wanted to, in this program, I covered a couple that I think are very effective and easy to use, but there's plenty of relaxation methods. And so again, this is fun. And remember, the first stage you're doing is just really exploring and experimenting with what works best for you, what you like, okay? But again, these are the general categories I would add, because you will be astounded. And how do I know that? Because I've been working with people for over 15 years to help them lose weight and get healthier. And when they have added this master ritual into their life, every time. The benefits are profound. Okay, and I think if you haven't done this, then you almost can't even imagine. It really does change things on such a level, and it's very subtle. And that's why I think people at first sometimes are like, well, that's not really doing much. It is, believe me. So again, you want to do your movements, then you want to have some relaxation. And again, these are quick. You know, these can be very quick. The tense and release, if you're in a real rush, just do the whole body, let it go, move on. Then you want to move on to breathing. And again, you want to do the relaxation first, because the more relaxed you are, the easier it is to do the breathing exercises. And so the breathing, you know, you have the opportunity, you can do the deep breath, a couple of those, again, if you're moving quick, or you can do the rhythmic breathing, you know, which again, is almost more of a meditation, you know. And so in a sense, doing the rhythmic breathing really is kind of a combination of the breathing. It's really a combination of the relaxation, the breathing, and the meditation, right? And so again, that's there for you as well. And there are other pranayama exercises. You know, really, these are, pranayama is a yogic term that basically refers to just breathing. And there's many breathing exercises. The deep breath and rhythmic breathing are some of the more beginner, easier ones. But if you start playing around with those, or if you're familiar with the breathing, you know, you can push yourself further. There are other breathing exercises I do as well. You know, I kind of shuffle through them, you know, and work through them. And they all have different effects on you. Okay, but again, if you're interested in the breathing, and you start breathing and find out that, wow, this is kind of interesting, I like how this feels, you can go deeper into it, and you can do that by searching pranayama exercises and playing with those. So, okay, so then we get on to meditation and programming, and we'll start with the meditation here. So you've done the movements, right? So you've done a couple simple stretches, and again, on the shortest scale, you know, maybe for a minute. Then you've done some relaxation, you know, you're just lying there, you're doing the body scan, just floating over your body, relaxing it. And then you're doing, you know, a deep breath. You know, that could take 45 seconds, right? So you're up to about a minute and 45 seconds. And now you're at the meditation. And so one option is just to do the mindfulness meditation, right, that we would teach in the program. Very, very simple, just being aware of your breath, of your thoughts, you know, allowing them to come and go. And that feels really nice. And again, you could do that for 30 seconds or a minute, where you just connect to your body, you let your thoughts kind of slow down, and it just feels nice. Right? Obviously, if you stick with it longer, you end up getting even more benefit out of it. But I'm telling you, 30 seconds of this is a big benefit. Again, you could do the rhythmic breathing as a meditation if you choose to. You know, that's a nice one. You kind of kill two birds with one stone there. Then there's plenty of other meditation practices as well. And again, I'll leave that up to you to go deeper into it. You know, sometimes I put out different courses where you can go deeper into some of these habits that are in the program. So I'll let you know about those in the future if you want to go deeper into some of these things. But again, this isn't about depth. This is about consistency. And when you consistently quiet your body down and relax it, when you stretch out the muscles and feel more comfortable, when you quiet your mind down and you begin to reconnect to your inner wisdom, that makes tremendous impacts on your health, right? And then when you do that before bed and you sleep more soundly, you wake up more refreshed, and again, you're using the nourishment, you know, habit that we talked about in the program, you're tapping into gratitude, you're drinking water. This is how you transform your health. And this is how you do it in a way where you're addicted to it. It just feels good. It's not that you're you know, putting the screws to yourself, trying to get yourself to do hard things all the time. It's very easy to maintain. And when it's easy to maintain, it makes you feel this good. It's very addictive. You want to do it. So a program, I don't really talk about this in the program because that's not what this is about. But as a professional hypnotist, I have a process I call self-hypnotic programming. Okay, and so in its most simplest explanation is that it's just your imagination, right? We're all up in our head thinking all the time. And so this is an opportunity for you to think in a intentional way. You know, hopefully it'll support you. And so just a couple simple ways to do this. You could replay the day. And if, you know, if things happened during the day that you didn't really like, you go back in time and say, yeah, knowing what I know now, what could I have done differently? Right. And so sometimes that can feel better. You can kind of release it once you've come up with some solutions. You can rehearse tomorrow, right? We all have some idea of how tomorrow's going to go, some structure of it. You can imagine, you know, tomorrow and seeing yourself, you know, doing your new habits, you know, having your new rituals, how they fit in. You can just imagine yourself tomorrow going through the day as this ideal you, energized, focused, feeling good, Again, you just imagine yourself being that person, you know, and that can feel nice. And you can connect to desired states. Okay. And so this is how you can also tap into gratitude. And so there is a gratitude exercise. Obviously, listen to the lesson. But there's also a self-hypnosis session that is bringing you through real quick how to tap into a state of gratitude. Okay. So these are all options for you. And so, again, at first, you're just going to play around with them, you know, see what resonates most. But then what you want to do is you want to create a schedule, a routine for yourself that you don't need to think about. You know, as I said, my master ritual, I don't think about it at all. It's almost like I check out, my body just does it. Okay. Until I get to the meditation, then I kind of come back in and I'm present for that. But sometimes I'm not even, you know what I mean? I'm just kind of like not even thinking about it. And I think that's a very helpful part of this whole thing. Make it so that it's automatic. So, okay, so your master ritual. And so you can follow along in your worksheet and just figure out, you know, the answers to these questions. When are you going to do it? Okay, and so as I said, I can't recommend strongly enough to do it before you go to bed because you're going to get the sleep benefit out of it. Okay, but again, you have to choose what works for you. So when are you going to do it? Decide a time. Where are you going to do it? And again, is there anything you can do to make that place a little more special? Candles, incense, you know, yoga mat, carpet, whatever. Make it a special room. The more energy you put into it, the more you're going to get out of it. What are you going to wear? Right? So if you don't have any comfortable clothes, right, go get some. Right? Even if it's just one pair of sweatpants and a sweatshirt or something, you know, just something comfortable so that there's as little distraction and discomfort as possible. You want this to be very, very comfortable and feel good. What are you going to do? Again, this is, you figure out, you know, initially what you're going to do, then do them, then notice how they feel, right? If they feel like, this is all right, then look for something better. You know, if you're like, this feels really good, perfect. Okay. So what are you going to do for movement? Again, I recommend stretches, 2-minute routine, circle routine, some other stretches. That's where I would go with that. Relaxation. Again, what are you going to do for relaxation? You know, I get that in there. Breathing, which breathing technique do you want to use? Then finally, meditation and or gratitude. Okay, so again, they can be one and the same. You can do them both. But again, one other thing I want to mention here is understand there's phases. So this first phase that you're in right now, if you don't have any evening routine like this, the first step is just figuring it out, right, and answering these questions. And then the next phase is experimenting. Right, doing what you wrote down and what you were thinking about and noticing how it feels, right, and then kind of tweaking it, right? And then make it so that it feels really good when you're doing it. And the final phase is turning into a ritual, turning into an automatic behavior. And one of the nice things about that, and I want to point this out for the future, and it doesn't take too long to do this, but pretty soon you can start to consolidate this a little bit as well. Okay, so really, like I said, my movement includes relaxation and breathing. Okay, so I'm breathing intentionally, and in order to breathe intentionally, I need to watch my relaxation. Okay, so when I'm doing my 2-minute sun salutation, I'm also doing the relaxation and the breathing. And then at the end, I will sit, usually cross-legged, and I will again relax my body, connect to my breathing, and then I'll meditate for as long as I feel like it. And then sometimes I'll add the gratitude stuff on or the other programming aspects of it. But again, so I've consolidated some of these things, okay? And so that's the future of this. But it's up to you to find the parts that you like the most and commit to them, because the commitment in and of itself, the doing this regularly, making this a part of your life, that in and of itself is part of where the power comes from of it. And then the obvious benefit of doing these movements, okay? So again, get started on this right now. Right. And if, by the way, let me just say one last thing. If all these things sounds like too much, just start with the movement. Okay. Or just start with the relaxation. You know, this is kind of ideal to do all four of these things. But listen, if for some reason you're just like, I don't want to meditate, don't meditate. And you're like, I don't want to move. Fine. Just do the relaxation. Okay. Whatever your master ritual is, this is yours. You decide it. And there's no right or wrong way to do it. There's only what you want to do and what works for you. And so I think having all four things is the most ideal. But if for whatever reason you don't want to do all four, at least pick one of them. Because again, it's the consistency of it that's so much power in that. You know, again, I can't even explain it. You have to experience it firsthand, unfortunately. I wish I could explain it on better terms, but you got to experience it yourself, the consistency. And so at the very least, pick one thing. And at the very most, pick all four things. Again, you can do them very quickly. Right? So this is your start. So get started with this, do this, and then start with habit number one, right? Get the water into your body as well. Because believe me, when you start drinking the right amount of water, it's going to help you to do this every night too. All of these habits reinforce the other ones. You know, it's everything kind of helps everything else out. And so this is that core of that change. And so I'm so excited for you. I can't wait to hear how this helps you out. Okay. So get started on this, and then I'll see you on the first habit.